You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Fridays mean unplugged on 702.
Oh, I had a little bit of a finger slip there, switching off your own mic. Can you imagine? Well, Fridays do belong to 702 Unplugged. This is where you get up close and personal with some of our artists. And they prepared a performance and you get to watch or listen to it. You can go onto the 702 YouTube page to watch the performance after the show and the interview as it goes down via Zoom. And this afternoon, we meet the front man of Stimela for a number of years, but a man who's had his own solid career before he was invited to join this legendary band Stimela by the late Ray Phiri, and that is Sam Ndlovu. Tate Ndlovu, how are you? Thank you so much for joining us.
We cannot complain, ma'am. Thank you so much for having us. How are you?
I'm excited for you, in fact, because today is the big day. You're launching a brand new single, La Bembe, and lots of people will get to hear it when we play the music you've prepared for us. Are you excited? Yeah. What is this release about?
It's a potpourri of emotions. It's a cauldron of anxiety, excitement, and all those kinds of emotions. This is the product of the lockdown, because I started working on this thing when the lockdown hit us. And in a way, it was my way of trying to find, of paying tribute to my brothers, at the same time trying to find my own personal healing.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are things that you can do as the collective. And there are things that you can do as you individually to find your own self, to find your own healing before you can be able to heal everybody or contribute towards the healing of everybody else.
Yes.
So this is what it's all about.
And there has been quite a lot of loss in your music family. If we look at the passing of the late, great Ray Phiri, this was what, in 2017? Yeah. And then we've also lost...
That was catastrophic. Yes.
And then, of course, the passing of the drummer from Stimela, that's Ndata Isaac Ngajali. Yes.
Yeah.
If we go back a little bit more, the passing of the late Nana Coyote, which was when you, soon after that, you joined Stimela. What did these men mean to you? What did they mean to you? Tell me about the bonds you shared with them.
Look, I'll start with Nana Coyote. I had my own band called Black Chain. And I remember the last CD we recorded, Nana Coyote was part of that CD. He featured in one of the songs. We would call one another late at night, discussing music, you know, talking about books to read, and he would suggest this and that and stuff like that. With Uchikapa, Chikapa comes from the same township I come from, Ganyamazane in Bombela.
Mm.
So his children told him, Papa, there are guys that are playing music that is similar to yours, because we used them as a template. That's how we grew. So he said, I've got to see these young guys. And then he used to come down here, watch us perform, practice and give us tips and all that.
Mm.
The bond developed. So he knew who he had back here. Nah, the same thing. He comes from the same neighborhood. Jabu Sibumbe, he comes from the same neighborhood. So when Nana Coyote passed away, there's a story that is, it's not really known. Before they called me, they called somebody else and said, this guy can fit in well. They called him to the rehearsal room. They say he started coughing. They said, no, let's put, you know, take the key a bit down, and he coughed even worse. They say Ray at that moment said, there's only one person who can take us out of this mess.
Mm.
He just took out his phone and called me. When he called me, he didn't say to me, would you begin? He said, why, what are you doing tomorrow? I said, I'm in Petrotiff. He said, you're not answering my call, Sam. I'm saying, what are you doing tomorrow? I said, you know, that's how it went. And I said, I'm not really doing. He said, can you make it to the Market Theater tomorrow, because we're launching the Lifetime album?
Hmm.
I said to him, but I haven't rehearsed with the band. He said, Sam, you want to be part of this thing or not? I said, I'm coming. That's how it started back in 2010. So 2010 to 2017, when he left us, that period for me was massive because I learned a lot of things from him. The brotherhood that we shared, the stories that he would tell me about the band, how it started, his kind of music, the music that he loved listening to, your Donald Fagen, Steely Dan kind of thing, Isaac Ntjali. I'm a drummer. I started off by drumming.
Yes.
So I could relate with him because each time when I listen to the song, I start with the drums, I go to the bass, and then I listen to everything else. So we shared this thing, and then there's this homeboy kind of thing. Whenever we went to perform, we were away on shows. At night, they would call in my hotel room. So I miss those things. I miss those moments with them, that brotherhood, the fellowship. So those are some of the things. But now, going forward, that is what gives us the energy to say we owe it to them.
Yeah,
there's a lot that we owe to them, especially me. I need to do a little bit more to make sure that I pay respect to them and I acknowledge the role that they've played in my life.
Absolutely. I mean, you've had so many legends in music, in the entertainment business, being there at these pivotal moments of your career, from Colin Smashiko to Steve Kekana. So it feels like so much.
Ntate Mashiko would say, you know, Brian, he calls me Brian. You must convince a rat to eat poison and look forward to eating some more. spending time with these old timers, it's amazing.
But now there's this responsibility, as you say, you got to lead Stimela after the passing of Ntate Reipiri. You even released an album as Stimela after that. But now here you are branching out on your own with all of this learning from the years. What of these coming, this next chapter for your career? Because you are now, you are Sam Ndlovu, not Black Chain, not Stimela, Sam Ndlovu.
Look, I said earlier, it's a potpourri of emotions. You don't want to be seen to be betraying the legacy. But at the same time, there is this personal healing that you need to find within you. The experiences that I've had working with them have given me the reason to say Stimela has been in the business for a long time, very long. And they've been doing certain things in a particular way. I cannot take Stimela, being the cult institution that it is, and experiment with Stimela. But I can experiment with Sam Ndlovu. If it works, then I know that the institution can use this route. Because time and again, the industry will reinvent itself. We need to find new ways. We're moving into this digital space. Right now, we're having this interview. Beautiful, I'm here, you over there. When I put this song together, Concord Nkabinde, who played the bass on this song, was in Johannesburg. Ntokozo Zungu, who played guitar on this, he's my fellow bandmate at Stimela. He was also in Joburg. I was here, but we were able to put together this beautiful song. So I need to be able to say, how can I then utilize all of those things to take the institution forward? That's where we are at the moment.
It has been such a pleasure to unpack some of your stories because there's been a wealth of experience leading up to this moment. Congratulations, and we look forward to enjoying the music. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for the great job that you're doing.
Thank you. That is Ntate Sam Ndlovu, and the single, his solo single, is out today, the 9th of April, La Bembe. So go and find it on streaming services and get to enjoy his music. As he says, he is trying out new ways, finding new ways after what's been an incredible life, learning at the feet of some of our music giants. So let's enjoy his music after the break on 702 Unplugged.